Shalimar. Shalimar.
Which mic is yours?
What do
you mean?
Keep talking.
There we go. There we go. Yeah.
La fleur, la fleur, eschkoshka.
Is anybody listening to us?
Yeah, did you do more of those things we do episode?
So get up.
Welcome to the Boom Podcast, episode number...
Wait a minute. Steve, Holmes. Theoretically, this is how we did. We did numbers, then we went to titles, right? So now, we went to numbers, then we just went to Boom Podcast.
Right.
Now we have to do the Boom Podcast with like a weird title.
Boom Podcast, title, ambidextrous deficiencies.
Boom Podcast, Dodicium Trinity Trifectorium. Of awesomeness.
Boom Podcast 42 by 1/2 times 3 days.
Boom Podcast 1 1/3.
Welcome to the Boom Podcast. I am your host, Kata.
Yeah, yizzle.
Sitting here chilling, about to get it on. You know how we do. If you've never been to the Boom Podcast before, we'd like to welcome you to the Boom Podcast. It's not all the time that we have the little chat up. So if you're in the chat, we thank you for being in the chat listening. If you're not in the chat, then fuck you. So let's get into this. So this was our sticker. We're just going to shake it up a little bit. You know, cause sometimes we'll be like, oh, let's talk about some stuff. And then sometimes we'll be like, oh, let's talk about some games. And then sometimes we'll be like, oh, like, depending on the time, we might have some mail or something. You know what I'm saying?
So, my idea was
we could go ahead on the first half, we just knock out some mail.
All right, play the mail song. Play it.
I can't play the mail song yet.
Why not?
Because I don't have it ready.
I told you when we got on here that I sent you the mail song.
And I told you. Who's that?
Get that one. What are we doing? What are you acting all scared for?
All right, let's see. Some random person knocked on our door. We don't know who it is. It's scary. It's like, who is this knocking? Knocking at my chamber door.
Oh, snap. Thank you, sir.
Wow.
I left my keys in the door, and a very nice gentleman came and knocked our door.
So happy about that
gave
gyro,
me the
huh?
cheese. It was delicious.
Forgot.
It was delicious gyro with Cajun sauce on it. Made me forget my keys. And the nicest person in the world.
Now, the conversation at the yourshot.com made me a little emotional.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Because I kind of like don't like to remember that kind of stuff. Those times where I was in school and stuff.
Let's go back to school.
No, you don't understand. No, you don't get it.
What?
It wasn't my best time. Stuff I was going through at the time.
Oh, well, that's not, you know, you're not supposed to remember the bad times. You're supposed to remember the good times.
I do try to remember the good times.
And then let the good times take you forward.
That conversation brought up some of the bad reasons why I didn't get to do what I got to do at the Hilton.
Yeah, but you still can do what it is you want to do. And that's the thing.
I can still go to the Hilton. But right. first, I try the casino first.
Casino.
Yeah, man. Come on.
I mean, yeah, that's what you can do. Yeah, I mean,
I'll go to a casino.
Cause, I mean, yeah, that.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I can do a buffet.
That's what you want to do.
I'm trying.
I mean, you can do that. But I'm just saying that if you, sometimes you just got to move forward, you know? You got to move forward with life, man.
I understand. Sometimes you just got to go with it. Now you're just being rude.
All right, let's see. Wait, I got mail music now.
Oh, okay.
I think we just spent 4 or 5 minutes saying shit. Mail music! Mailbag.
This is the Boom Podcast Mailbag.
This is the Boom Podcast Mailbag. You can even hit us up on our gamer tags. This is the Boom Podcast Mailbag. This is the Boom Podcast Mailbag. This is the Boom Podcast Mailbag. You can even hit us up on our gamer tags.
Hit it up. So spit
do
that
it.
Fire.
Right.
All right. Mail. Time.
Let's do it.
Get it. What are we doing on the mailbag, sir? The question, what was the mailbag question? Hit him with it.
Okay, this question was this. Okay. What is going to be the genre?
Genre.
You know, platform.
Platforms.
First person shooters.
First persons.
Intro RPGs.
Intros,
whatever. Exactly. Anything you could think of.
Anything.
On the next gen. Next what is going to dominate
what's
the next gen?
What's the dominant genre?
What's going to do?
Of the next gen console. Okay? Well, why don't we, okay? No. What do you think? What is your, you know?
See, I think that's going to end up being action adventure platformers like Uncharted, Tomb Raider.
So you're bringing it back.
I think it's going to go back.
This is like PS1 era platformers.
Yep.
Gaining control again.
Yep. I prefer it to be RPGs. I'm a big RPG fan, but I think it's, you know, going back to platforming. I think platforming's going to take it back.
You know, I have to say, I think with the pushing of the technology, I have to agree that Wireless Gooch was saying, you know, when we did started the mail on the last show, they felt like the dominant genre is going to be like the sandbox, you know, that kind of get into the world and do whatever you want to do. Yeah. And I kind of agree with that. You know, with the increase in power and technology of these systems, and hopefully, you know, coming into a newer generation, there will be more some simplicity to the programming. Not necessarily to make simple games, but to allow developers to do more with the system without feeling like they got to jump through a lot of hoops and shit, which seemed to be the problem with the PS3. Now, I didn't have that problem on the Xbox, it seemed like, but just with the PS3. You know what I'm saying? And then with the increased storage ability on the discs and shit, and a lot of stuff just going downloadable, and being able to get a 500 gigabyte hard drive for not a lot of money, you know, having these big, expansive worlds where you just run around and do what you want seems a lot more plausible and a lot more possible. You know what I mean? So, I mean, that's me. Mm-hmm. But then again, I can still see first person shooters staying in reigns.
Yes,
but you know what we're gonna do? Let's see what the people talking about. All right, so let's go to the mail. Click clack, give me my shit back.
That's the unfortunate thing. I don't like first person shooters that much. It takes a good first person shooter for me to play, like Resistance and stuff. But I'm just not into it like that. So that's not a plus for me at all. If that ends up being the dominant genre,
but see. The thing is, you're not into first-person shooters because you suck at them. If you was good at them, you would like it. But then again, on that same token, you suck at RPGs, but you're still playing.
Right.
So I don't even know. My theory is incorrect.
Like I said, at least I was man enough to play Dark Souls.
That's not a game.
You didn't even play.
That's your not a game.
Oh my god! It glitched now, so I'm playing now. I put it on
so
the blacklist.
So what? The shit glitched. Okay, it glitched.
Did it fix?
It glitched.
Did it fix the glitch?
Yes.
Why haven't you played?
Because of Complain America. Because
you suck.
Because I've had other stuff to play that is more important. I had to play Lair.
You didn't want your suckiness to overcome.
I'm doing the website. Okay, doing videos at www.battleclubgaming.com.
Win.
You can see all the videos and the buy, try, and trash reviews.
Failures.
Okay? I mean, I'm just, look.
Oh,
all right, well, I'm going to play it, too. I already said, after you beat it, I'm going to play it. And plus, it's like a 60, 80-hour game, ain't it?
Let me tell you something.
I mean, that's a long-ass adventure.
It is a long game.
You know,
really
being a being a adult, that's harder to do. Like back in the day, when you saw an 80-hour adventure, you was like, "Oh, this is gonna be some epic shit." But now, when you see that as an adult, it's like, "Well, how the fuck am I gonna fit in enough time to be able to play this game?"
See, but they gotta understand when they say 80 hours, I'm assuming they mean 80 hours from probably trying to do everything there is to do in the game. I wonder if you ran from the game from start to finish. I don't know how I'm gonna take.
No, because there's, one dude ran through it in, like, I think, like, 2 or 3 hours on YouTube or something.
How the fuck did he do that?
Because he was just ill like that. He was just, you know, some people, you know, there's people in this world where they just got it like that.
Okay.
You know, it's kind of like a video game autism.
Mm-hmm.
where they can just get it and they just do shit like the L.A. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, let's get to some motherfucking and some mail. We got a couple of random mails too.
I'm sending no random mails.
We got some random mails.
All right.
And then we could go to some talking shit. The first one is from Mr. Andrew Johnson. He says, "Te has ganado $750,000 libras estelanas e promos BPO envidiale nombre pastel." Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you
we
for that.
It.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, all emails we appreciate. Eldando,
Arriba.
Arriba. All right, now our next one is from, you want to story? Yeah, you're supposed to start reading. It's from Mr. Zapata, the E Diddy, the 999. Get it. Go.
Here we go.
Bam.
Boom Podcast. Here we go. The genre that will dominate the next generation is the same genre that dominates every generation, and that's sports games.
Really?
See, I don't think so. I disagree
well,
with that.
Let's finish reading it.
Everyone knows that sports games sell more units than any other genre combined. Just because one or two games dominate a genre and get all the pub doesn't mean they dominate the industry. Sports games are and will forever be the one thing you can bank on. The Brown Mamba. The hell, the Brown Mamba?
The Brown Mamba.
The Brown Mamba. That's supposed to be like the Black Mamba.
The Brown Mamba, Mr. E. Dizzle. I kind of feel like he does kind of have a point, though. Because if you think about it like this. The one genre that's always a constant, steady seller, no matter how far back you can go back, is what? It is sports games. Okay?
See, with that, I don't think it's dominant, though. I think it's stable. I think it's at a plateau where it just is where it is. But it's not going to have a height. Like, I've never seen sports games just skyrocket.
And, you know, like in the late 90s and the 2000s, it was all about Madden. You know, you had Madden. You had, what was the joint? The backbreaker joint or whatever. On the PS1 era shit. I'm telling you, sports was hot. You had, like, everything coming out. Especially football. You had everybody. I mean, even if you take it back to Mutant League football and Mutant League hockey and shit, even the crazy sports games was crazy. So, you know, I feel what he's saying, but then I do agree that sports games have never been the most dominant, but they're dominant in the sense that, you know, no matter how long, you know, the any generation is, you put a sports game out, you know, it's going to sell something. At least of the main franchises, like your FIFAs, your Maddens, and you know what I'm saying? They're going to consistently sell, no matter what.
I don't understand why you need a football game every year. I'm sorry.
I don't get it. I mean, it's just
it's
like...
It's going to sell, but I don't get it.
You need it every year because you need that updated roster. You need the updated, you know, they got to switch it. Because, you know, say, you know, Emmitt Smith and shit, you know, come back in the game, and he's like a 100-yard runner every game. You need that to be reflected in the product.
And he did.
Emmitt Smith ain't dead. I don't even know if he still played football. I'm just saying that if Emmitt Smith was to do that, that's how that would work out. You know what I'm saying? All right, let's go to the next joint. Let's see here. All right, this is from Mr. Chris Williams. He says that he's not sure what genre, but he does hope that we'll see a lot more co-op games.
That's cool. I
agree with
that. I like that, yeah.
You know, because that's something that we moved away from. Because you remember back in the day, before you had a lot of internet connectivity, it was just co-op, Contra. You know, people don't think of Contra as a co-op game.
How the fuck you not consider but Contra it's a co-op, co-op game?
I don't know, but it's a co-op
game. Two-player means co-op.
You know what I'm saying? But I think nowadays it's that thing where people have gotten so used to these single-player adventures, or even like in the military shooter. It's just one guy running around. And then the majority of the multiplayer that you deal with is
running, gunning each other down.
Yeah, right. You know, running and gunning and shit. You know what I'm saying? So to have, you know, co-op is almost like obviously it's not new.
No, never.
But it comes off as something new and special because it was something that was kind of left behind when you got into the whole like 3D graphics and type of shit. You know what I'm saying? Because it was best suited for single player. You know what I mean? But obviously, like you said, it's been around, you know, going back to Contra and even old Sonic and Tails being able to run around with Tails and shit. And, you know,
even Final Fantasy, I found out if you went to the configurations, you could actually have a second player play as two of the characters.
Which Final Fantasy?
Final Fantasy 3, which had been 6. And I'm pretty sure, maybe even some other ones, but I know 6 for a fact that you can actually configure it to have a second player play with you. And that's the first time you think of RPG probably ever having co-op like that.
See?
Fucking Chinese. What?
And that, you know, I think having co-op in situations like that, like to be able to see more co-op with like with fantasy adventures and stuff, and like just imagine if you had like a co-op. I mean, like, you know, like the crystal. What was it for the Wii? The Final Fantasy Crystal Bears or Crystal Skull Holders?
Goddamn,
whatever that shit. But it was co-op, right? Because like 4 people could play that joint.
One motherfucker had to carry the bucket and couldn't fight.
Yeah, okay, that was a bad decision.
What was that?
That was a bad gaming decision.
Well, he wants to carry the bucket.
Yeah, but, you know, it works, though.
It was fun.
Because, you know, you carry the bucket, drop the bucket, pick it up. And it was a gameplay element. You know, it may not have worked, but it could have been something.
It was a good idea, just didn't work out too.
Right. So, I'm down with that. I'd definitely like to see. And a lot of games disappointed me when they took the co-op out and shit. Like, I remember when Killzone 3, I think it was supposed to come out. I remember at the beginning, they was talking about that shit was supposed to have, like, 4-man co-op. Or Killzone 2. It was one of the motherfucking Killzones. I don't know. But this shit was supposed to have like 4-man co-op and shit. If it would have had that, I'd have bought that game.
What happened?
They just took this shit out. I don't know why. I don't know what the indecision was, but they didn't have that shit. I don't know if it has any type of co-op in the single player or not. Because like I said, I don't fuck with it. But if it did, it would have been a buy for me. Please. Because I find it so funny that first-person shooters stray away from co-op so much. When in the majority of the fucking games, you're running around with other people on the screen all the time anyway.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, take Gears. Like, you know, they had the co-op.
Yeah, when we did.
You know? But it was always like 4 or 5 people on the fucking screen with you. So it's like, why not, you know, let you control those 4 people, which I believe you can't do with Gears 3, which I still got sitting up there, which we need to play that.
Yeah, we need to.
Because I still want to see the story, you know. I'm not the biggest Gears fan, but I like I like to finish the story.
I don't know what the problem is. I don't know. I really don't know what the problem is with that. I don't know why they're so hesitant to make a full co-op game like that, but who knows? Who knows?
I don't know. What genre do you think would add some flavor to it if it had more co-op, if they dealt more in co-op?
Genre or like
shooter? Even a franchise. Say a franchise.
If they did co-op better. That's a good question. You know what? I'd like to see Contra have more co-op. More than 2 players, though. Wouldn't that be sweet? Kind of take a hint from the how they did the Castlevania game. How you can have like 4 or 5 different
people. Are you talking about the new one?
Yeah, the new Castlevania. Yeah. The one we just, the demo we played. Now, could you imagine Contra kind of being like that, though? That'd be fucking awesome. 5 or 6 people on the screen.
Side-scrolling?
Hell yeah, why not? Running and gunning, baby. Just destroying shit. But Contra's, but you think about it, if you think that'd be overwhelming, at the same time, Contra's just a hard game in general. So they will always step up the difficulty to compensate for the amount of people that may be playing the game.
You know, I see that, first of all, Contra doesn't need to be a side-scroller anymore. Okay, it needs to be put in first-person shooter mode.
No, it doesn't. It needs to stay
third of all, then you can add more people to it.
Add more characters.
You try to do it before that, all you're going to do is just fuck everything up.
What about Mega Man?
Okay, Mega Man. Okay, multiplayer Mega Man.
That'd be nice.
That would be okay.
That'd be nice.
That would be decent. Mega Man, Zero, same side, on screen together, fucking shit up.
Some of the robot masters.
Robot, you know, you get them. Yeah, it could be like, instead of getting the powers, you fuck the robots, you program them, bring them on your team, right? Then you get to choose, right?
Okay.
You know what I mean?
I think I'm going to go with Mega Man. I'm going to switch my thing to Mega Man.
Switching to Mega Man?
I like Mega Man.
Mega Man, super fighting robot. Mega Man, fighting to save the world. And E. Diddy, he thinks that single-player focused RPGs need more co-op.
That's true.
You know? I could definitely agree with that. It's like some Zelda type of shit.
Yeah.
Kind of action RPG. Kind of like how Secret of Mana was.
Secret of Mana.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like the co-op on there worked. You know, it was sweet. It was dope. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So, and only I think a lot of RPGs stray away from that because, mainly I think probably because
of like the inventory system and shit. You know, a lot of RPGs, you're constantly in your inventory having to switch shit in and out.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
That's the problem with it.
So, but I think what you could do now, because again, going back to the strength of these systems, you know, you could have it set up where kind of like the Gambit system in Final Fantasy 12, where if I need to go into my menu system to change anything out or switch any inventory or equipment, I can have it so I can set it up so my character will act a certain way and be controlled by the computer while I'm in the menu screen. You see what I'm saying? So we're both playing, you know, I get a bunch of new armor that we get new armor only I can use because I'm a mage or something, right?
Right.
So you're still in combat. I want to go in and switch my shit out because it's something we need for the battle. So I set my character up with a Gambit type of system where they'll heal you automatically, computer operated, while I'm in the screen, while I'm in the menu system, you know. And then once I leave the menu system, you know, the changes take effect, and then I take control of my character again. You know what I'm saying?
That would be sweet. That would make a lot of battle. It would make gameplay more flow, less downtime having to do stuff.
Right.
Less. Yeah, having to set up.
You know, it keeps
nonsense.
It moving. Keeps it moving. You know what I mean?
Like, I wish Dark Souls would just, damn it, just make a better multiplayer. There's no reason. There's no reason why that game does not have multiplayer. As hard as it is and as expensive as a game that is, does not have multiplayer on it.
It has a multiplayer, but I think they wanted to do it in an interesting way.
Does player versus, everybody does player versus player, man.
But no, you got people that can help you too, though.
I mean,
like
but here's the bad part about that. You got to be alive. You got to take the effort in to find the humanity stuff to bring yourself alive. Then you have to find the people to actually fight. See, everything is based off of humanity. That's what I didn't like about it. I just didn't like it.
So
you have to be human to invade. You have to be human to get help. You have to be human to do everything. But the majority of the game, you're hollow. Let's face it.
So, basically, you're against the game because you're whack and you can't bring your character alive. So a feature is locked out to you based off of your inability to play the game how good people play. Is that what you're saying?
No. I have the humanity points. I just don't use them because I'm not dumb enough to turn human and then walk into an area I've never been into and get messed up and lose it. All the good stuff is focused on being human, but the majority of the time you're going to be hollow because you don't know what is in that game. Just like Dark Souls, you're going to die. You cannot tell me anybody who played Dark Souls for the first time and not die as much as I did.
Okay, but this is one of those games that's designed for you to play over and over again.
That's fine.
You know?
Right.
So, if you play it through the first time and you whack, hopefully the second time through, you won't be as whack. Now, in your case, that may be a problem. Okay? Because, you know, I've seen how you did with Demon's Souls. Did you even finish Demon's Souls?
What are you talking about? I beat Demon's Souls.
When?
A while back. Before
yeah, beat that shit last time.
My stuff got jacked.
I give you that.
Fuck that game up.
Okay, I mean, I see what you're saying, though. To have a Demon's Souls type of game with that difficulty, with that level of difficulty, to be able to sit down and play with somebody or be over the internet playing with somebody.
Yeah.
To really, I mean, I personally like the way that they did the co-op in that.
I don't.
But to have the option of just doing a basic co-op, it, you know.
Would have been nice as a hollow. My thing, my problem with it is why make a game where you know you're going to die and base all the extra stuff off of having to be a human.
Because you don't have to die.
Yes, you do.
No, you don't.
You cannot play that game and not die. Unless you go back and play maybe a second time where you know stuff is, or you die a lot and remember it, then you go human and decide to go through that, that's fine. But when you play the game, go human, and then go to an area you've never been to, watch you die, lose your humanity, and then you got to play just to regain the humanity back. Then
so
you'll
play,
die
play,
again.
So get your humanity back. Stop being a sucker.
It takes. Nobody wants to go through all that. I don't even know how I'm getting humanity. I'm turning around. Next thing I know, I got humanity randomly on my thing, and I don't even use it until I'm not going to use
it. Come alive.
I'm not going to use it until I feel like I need it. Until I get to a point in the game where I feel like I may need help, or a point in the game where it's like, you know what, I'm tired of dying. I'm about to go fuck somebody else up.
Okay.
Which is going to be another thing we're going to do today.
Is this a game that you are going to play continuously, or once you're done with it, you throw it out?
I will play it. I'm going to play it again so I can utilize the online stuff next time. So I'm going to save up all the humanities and stuff I find throughout the game, store them, and then when I replay through them again, I know where everything is so I can go through as a human and get more of an experience out of the game, I think, like the way they intended it. From the invading to the getting help from other people.
And that fits into the point of it then. Exactly. So you go through the first time to learn the shit. Again, it's kind of like the old school shit. You know, you couldn't just go through that shit. You had to learn the patterns and learn this was here, this was there. Like back in Nintendo days, you know, the difficulty was in remembering. So it's taking it back then. You need to go through the game once, find out where everything is, know where you need to go, where the bosses is hiding, where this is hiding. So the second time you play through, you can go through with your humanity, play with other people, and do stuff like that. So essentially, I appreciate Complain America. I appreciate you complaining about it. But you need to do better. You need to do better. That's
right.
That's what. All right,
that's why you played it. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. That's all I got to say. Yeah.
All right. Let's see. Well, we're going to save this one for last.
We take mailbags forever for us. Yeah, Jesus Christ. This might as well be the show.
But these next couple ones is off the mailbag. Which you are welcome. You know, we put out a topic every week just to give people something to mailbag in about. Yeah. You know, but if anything that you want to mail in, it ain't even got to be video game, whatever. You got problems with your chick, you know, we can help you with that.
Yeah.
You got problems with your moms, we can help you with that. Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, if you come, we might, you know, pay a little, visit. Get rid of her.
Visit.
You know, we could,
pit?
Little
contract.
Yeah, go say it. I'm just saying. Right. You know, it could be taken care of.
Send a check to.
Maybe you got, little shirts. Some moms. Yeah. Make off a little. Boom Podcast does not condone assassination. Just saying. this next one's Christopher Williams. It's titled RPGs.
Yo.
Says, hey guys, you guys talk a lot about Final Fantasy. Yeah. What do you think of Dragon Quest series? My favorite was Dragon Quest VIII on the PS2. And do you have any love for Elder Scrolls or Fallout? Keep up the great work, you guys. You guys have me laughing my ass off at work. Peace, D-Sonic X. D-Sonic.
Sonic the Hedgehog. Sonic Beam.
Dragon Quest, the last joint I played was the last one I put out for the PS2. I didn't get to finish it, but I liked it. You know? I mean, Dragon Quest is like the epitome of old school RPG.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Are you not a Dragon Quest fan?
I know this is going to be nitpicking, maybe even a little bitchy. I don't like the battle system of the blocks.
Right.
Through most of the Dragon Quest. I know at one point they actually used characters right. Animations. Yes. This is just something about, I don't know. I think it's lazy, almost even a cop out, to, you know, just use blocks and have little slashes on the screen. I don't find that enjoyable. There's something about having your sprite on screen, using their attacks, seeing the special effects and stuff. You know what I mean? It just makes the game more enjoyable for me. That's why I really never played another Dragon Quest. I'm not saying Dragon Quest is bad. It's just not a game for me because I'm just nitpicky about certain RPGs I play.
Okay, now I know that you You fuck with like some of the Oblivion stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what did you think of it? Because you haven't played the Skyrim. Or do you have any interest in playing Skyrim? With all of its dragons and magic?
I had the Oblivion.
No, wait, you had Oblivion, which was Elder Scrolls.
Yeah, and I had the.
And then
anniversary, the whatever, Scrolls, the
and
collection
Skyrim
edition.
Joined, okay.
And I didn't play the Skyrim.
Right, okay.
Now, it was fun.
We got that backwards, because
it was fun. I enjoyed Oblivion for what it was. Expansive. Yeah, if you got a lot of time to put into it, it's a good game. I don't know. I heard Skyrim was so glitchy, though.
But they're supposed to have patched some of that shit up, so you should be able to play it now with no problems.
I'm going to give that a try.
I mean, so not everybody was having the problems, though. I've seen some people that said they played through the PS3 when they didn't have no issues really at all. So, you know. Might just depend on how you playing and how much shit you actually doing. You know?
Who's this hater right here?
Huh? Are you talking about the PlayStation show?
Who is it?
Say, get your whack ass humanity back, son.
Who is it?
Son.
I want the name. Whose name? Who's the name?
Look, he right there in the chat. You ask him what his name
Look,
is.
Look, Mr. PlayStation show, tell you something. Okay, I don't need no humanity. <He's> like,
So look,
hello God.
Okay, outside of whatever about fuck, because I haven't fucking Fallout either. You know, I have to say there's a real. There's something I'm more into. I enjoy more the old school. I keep going back to the old school shit, but like, I mean, just that Final Fantasy type of RPG more so appeals to me than like Fallouts or you know. The Elder Scroll games and shit. And it's not to say there's anything wrong with those games. Yeah. I mean, shit, one of the best RPGs of this generation, fucking Mass Effect. I ain't played none of them.
I haven't played those either.
You know, I really, it's one of those games with me where I don't really have that much interest in playing the game. I just want to know about the story. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, the basic story and shit. But, alright, just on this point, we do talk a lot about Final Fantasy. What other RPGs, okay, is the goodness? You know, one of the greatest was Tales of Legendia
for the PS2. Tales games are good.
And I think we talked about that before.
Yeah, Tales games are great.
How great that was.
Those are fun.
Yeah. Motherfucking what?
The series out there.
Well, RPG series. You know, I know you. What is the one? The Suikoden?
Oh, Suikoden?
Psychoden?
Now, hold on. There's a problem with the Suikoden. When they did the whole bullshit with the boat. Remember
right,
that?
Yes, that messed
that,
up the whole
like,
shit,
man,
son.
Everybody said that ruined the game.
Took
nobody
you like 50 years to just go across the globe. Like.
I know, nobody. And then it's like, yeah, why would you make a boat simulator on an RPG video game to the point where the boat's moving like 1.5 miles an hour? Terrible, right. Terrible.
And then the PlayStation show made a good point, you know. Wait, man, ain't no fucking RPG. All right, first-person shooter RPG. I guess you can level up your stuff. But if you want to talk real first-person shooter RPG, you can say, like, Borderlands. I fuck hard with Borderlands. I thought
everybody
that was a really
did.
Good game.
Yeah, everybody loved
it. You know,
that,
Borderlands man. Was dope. I mean, it had its problems, and the story wasn't... it was pretty much non-existent. I mean, there was a story there, which was supposed to be trying to get more into a story aspects of the world in the next Borderlands 2 and shit. But, I mean, if you want to talk first-person shooter... And really, if you think about it, pretty much every first-person shooter now, their whole multiplayer is based around the RPG system.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Level one up.
Like, the whole level up. You level up, you get the things, you get new weapons and shit. It's the same thing, except for instead of swords, you get guns.
Now, let's just take it back to the James Bond era. I love that.
Bond, just run, everybody got
everybody
the same
running
shit.
Down. You ain't got to have two guns, one... And you switching guns out, just give you a whole plethora of guns, just go at it.
Yeah, just go
just
at it.
Fuck each other up.
Like, no,
that's
you
fun.
Know, and that is, because it puts everybody at equal footing from the beginning, no matter what. Unless you use the little midget dude, because then it was cheap. You always had to, like, aim low to kill him. That shit was whack. But, yeah, like, nowadays, you hop into the game. Now, some games, I don't feel like it's as much of a problem. Like, in the Resistance multiplayer, I felt like, you know, even hopping into a game... with some of the more higher up level characters, I can still hold my own. But you talk about like a Modern Warfare, some shit like that, you know, you hop in with some of them cats who got some of the more advanced weapons and shit, they fucking you off your feet, man.
See, that's what I mean. That's like, that's where it just goes back to the old days where everything was just equal. Remember Time Splitters?
Yes.
That game was fun.
Transplus was a good game.
That was a good game.
I heard they were supposed to be working on a new, even though I think the company was gone, but I heard there was under new guys working on a new Time Splitters games. So I would like having a new Time Splitters.
Time Splitters was fun. That was a good RPG. That was good. That's an RPG.
Yeah.
Damn, that was a good shooter.
I believe in that. I believe in that, son. All right, let's keep it going. We got a couple more males. Boy Nas. What's up, Nas?
Hello. Hola.
All right, it says, hola, guys. Nas here. Now, this was supposed to be in response to the genre question, but he misread the tweet, so he was responding to something else.
Oh, my God.
But we're still going to read it because it's a boom podcast.
Yeah.
Nas here chiming in on this week's console topic. Who will dominate the next console generation is subject to interpretation, so I look at it from a gamer's perspective. Okay. First of all, Nintendo's Wii U is a joke. Damn, son.
Oh, I
heard
it.
Controller screams Fisher Price to me. Mm-hmm. And in this world of iPads and iPhones, it's outdated to use a decade-old DS touchscreen for this device. Cool. An almost non-existent online network, and this system is not going to appeal to most of us, save for Nintendo mainstays. Now, I will say this.
Okay? I agree.
I agree with the controller shit.
I agree.
From the jump, I thought that shit was whack. They're supposed to be working on their online system for the Wii U, though. Okay? I think they're supposed to be getting rid of the friend code shit and moving into some more familiar territories as far as getting friends and stuff on your system for your profiles and really stepping up the game when it comes to their, you know, their internet and shit. You know what I'm saying?
See, Nintendo's... But Nintendo's more close, like family-oriented. And right. to have an open thing like the PlayStation and Xbox, people using foul language and stuff like that, I think they kind of don't want the younger generation to actually be involved in that stuff. Because let's face it, you're going to run into that BS online. We all, you know, have that problem with people acting racist. And, you know, Nintendo's probably just taking that stance like, we don't want our younger gamers to be around that. So the whole friend code thing and all that other stuff, which we don't like because it's just annoying. But, I mean, I can understand why they would do it.
But, and you know, even if they do kind of open, make it easier to do online activities, the level of, like you said, the level of protection for the children playing on those rims is probably going to be very high. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like the security. And even if they just make it easier to have online play, but no voice chat, unless you have an 18 over account or something like that, like it's disabled. So, I mean, you can still, you know, have that vocal interaction, but you still get to play online. And let's think about it, you know, on the PS3, most motherfuckers don't talk on the mic anyway.
That's true.
You know?
Yeah.
And then that's why when you get on the Xbox, is, you know, coming with the mic, everybody has a mic, so everybody talking shit. So that's why you, that's why it seems like there's more racism and shit and immaturity going on the Xbox is because it's easier to communicate on that motherfucker. You know? It's out-the-box communication with it as opposed to the PS3. So, you know, I could definitely see them stepping up their game for the Wii, but still taking those measures to make it safe for the kids.
It's about, you know, the children. It's about the children.
Yeah. And then, you know, at the end of the day, it all comes down to the parents at home.
Yeah.
You know, if you have a really violent game on the Wii, first of all, don't buy it for your kid. And if you do, don't unlock any type of parental controls that would allow them to mingle with, you know, full-blooded adults that's going to call them little N-words
and, like that.
You know, whippersnappers and stuff like that. All right, let's keep going with it. The only consoles to really matter will be the next Xbox and PS system. Mm-hmm. As to which could dominate, I'll call it a win if Xbox can achieve higher quality gaming, receives a less ad-cluttered interface and reliable hardware. As for PS4, it's a win if Sony improves its lackluster online offerings and continues pushing its superior hardware performance. More than likely, the traction of the Xbox has received will carry over next-gen and continue, sad as that may be for this munchkin. The real kicker would be if Microsoft, a great software company, pairs with Sony, a great hardware company, and makes a beast of a system. Best of both worlds scenario. But oh well, that may never happen. Anyway, keep it up, guys, and see you around. All right, thank you, Nas.
Yeah, made you look.
The show said he only lets his kids play games like Postal. That's a bad idea.
Sir. Good job, sir. We're proud of you.
That's a bad
idea. Keep up the good parenting.
First of all, the one game console future, I see that coming. You know?
Really?
I think at some point, console gaming is going to move beyond just the console, okay? But console gaming is still going to be a thing. So it's going to be a thing where companies aren't going to want to pump money into having a new console, okay? So what do? There'll be a third-party company, or Sony or Microsoft or one of the companies just come in, bam, one system, but all the companies make software for this one system. Why? I don't know. Maybe the arcades come back. Okay?
It made me laugh because I watched something that somebody said the exact same thing about Nintendo, and I was cracking up when I heard it.
Go ahead, though.
What is that? Is that my pop?
Oh, shit. What was that?
Did you have a pop?
I mean, that was mine. I don't care.
Yeah, you can drink it. Yeah, pop.
Let me tell you, I ain't doing nothing foul. Yeah, this mouth. This mouth is a virgin. But, anyways, go ahead.
Like, say, say the games go into, like some type of, like, 3D dome technology, right?
Mm.
Where it's hard to have in your crib. That's a comeback for the arcades.
Yeah.
You know, you could go in and actually be immersed in this world, like some Dot Hack type of stuff, you know? You're in the world now, okay? A lot of people won't be able to do that from at home. What you do, you go out, you find a place where you can go play, you know? What if the gaming goes to a more, like, paintball type of thing? You know what I'm saying? Where, you know, you're actually... Okay, there was this one dude, Asian dude, made this video.
Mm-hmm.
Where he had his, I want to say it was the little sharpshooter shit from the PS3.
Right.
And then he went outside... And he had it where he was, like, in his parking lot and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was a bunch of, like, Chimera from Resistance 3 popping up. And he was shooting at them, like, on some real shit. Like, shooting at the holograms in his own environment. Like, some AR type of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, augmented reality. So.
Because let's face it, the Asians are the ones with the technology. They got time in between the thousands and thousands of kids and the, trying to take over America.
Look,
to do holographic stuff. Let's just call it that way.
But I mean, the point, like, to take gaming in that direction,
mm-hmm.
where, okay, you could play this game sitting down on your couch, but if I could take it out to my parking lot or take it to the park,
mm-hmm.
I mean, that's some illness.
So this is a concept video of what he would...
Like, yeah, like the next generation.
What it would be.
The way gaming take it to the next step.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And it was dope.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some stuff like that, that's not something that you can sit on your couch and do. Again, you're either out in your parking lot, okay, like the non-Asian Asian dude, we're not calling him Asian, or you go to the arcade, bringing the arcades back. I just brought the arcades back. All right, thank you. I brought the arcades back.
Anybody, I think arcades, like, arcades need to,
I brought them back.
Arcades need to have games where you can't get it on the system. You know what I mean? That you can sit around and say, oh, it's in the arcade now, but a few months down the road, it's going to be on our system. That's what's going to revive the arcades, I think. That exclusive stuff just for the arcades that may come out on the system years down the road, but it's not going to be like 6 months down the road, and you'll see it on the PS3 or the Xbox 360 or the Wii.
Yeah, but how much money are you really going to make off of just having an arcade machine? You know what I mean? Just putting an arcade machine out there, you know? I'm not really sure. I'm not even 100% sure how that works. Okay, if I put an arcade machine in the place, do I get some kind of royalties off of it? Or do they just buy the machine, okay? If they just buy the machine and there's only 100 arcades out there, then I'm only getting paid from, you know, $5,000, $10,000 for an arcade machine. Ain't shit compared to releasing that in the arcade, waiting 6 months, and putting down the system and getting that extra money.
That's what I'm saying, but, I mean, it wouldn't hurt some of the companies to release exclusives. They make so much money anyways. Would it really kill them just to release a few exclusives like Konami, you know, Midway and all them other places just to release arcade exclusive games? You make tons of money anyways. It's not you're going bankrupt. So
yeah, but you're not,
it's not going to hurt. You still make
money. It's one of those investments that doesn't keep making money.
Like the pinball company, the Papa Pinball.
Pop it.
Okay, the way they make money is they buy the pinball scenes and arcade machines.
Buy it.
People come in and they play them. That's how they get their revenue.
Right, but that's the arcade's revenue.
But the company gets revenue by the arcades buying the games. That's how they make their money.
But that's what
once,
I'm saying. You're not
once an arcade
buy, once
make,
they
buys
buy that
a system,
is done.
Exactly. So what does it bother the company if they make an arcade exclusive game? Because if the arcade just buys your game, that's all they're going to buy. That's just if they were to buy any other game, they'll even
come
out on
consoles. Because if you do that, then you're stopping your flow. If I can have an arcade buy my arcade machine and then 6 months later put it out on system, why would I not get that money? Why would I just send it to an arcade and just get that one?
But it was no. But we were actually talking about how to revive the arcades, though. We were thinking in retrospect of how to revive the arcades.
And
if arcades
that
had exclusive content, people would go to arcades more often to play the games.
Exactly. But the problem is from the company, from the aspect of the company making the games, that's not a good businessman. Unless they own the arcade. Okay? If you have Capcom and Capcom owns the arcade and then they release Street Fighter V only in those Capcom owned arcades or Capcom franchised arcades, then I could see it.
That never happened.
How would you mean?
That would never happen.
Why would it never happen?
That would never happen.
That's like Xbox only putting games out on Xbox.
Why would Capcom waste money and then put into a game have an arcade? They're going to bring it out for consoles anyways with systems have more power than arcades, if not equal to.
No, what I'm saying is, I was trying to go along with you.
No, it's too late.
What I'm saying is,
don't you go along with me.
The only way that a company is really going to profit from putting a game out just as an arcade as if that company owned a arcade location franchises. Like Capcom had Capcade, which was arcade, Capcom arcades. So they put Street Fighter V only out in those arcades. So if you wanted to play Street Fighter V, you had to go there, spend money. You go there, you buy beer, you buy points on your card, you play Street Fighter V, okay? You get money. In that situation, because they're going to be getting steady paid off of that game and off of that arcade location because they own it, then it would make sense to just have that arcade.
Okay, but what about the pinball machines, though? Capcom and all them other companies pump out pinball machines with their brand on it, but you don't ever see those pinball machines on any other system. They don't come out on the PlayStation and stuff. They'll probably
Marvel, they got...
Yeah, but those aren't the ones you're going to play in the arcade.
Joints, stuff
those are the ones they made specifically for the system.
Yeah, but they cater.
So how is that any difference than the arcade?
Because they can put out pinball stuff on. They got pinball shit.
But a pinball machine costs more than an arcade machine.
But what I'm saying is they got money that they put out there for the money. And then maybe the pinball machine is a little bit more lucrative than the arcade because people still play pinball.
Bring, bring, people still play arcade.
Bring, bring, bring. When last time you went to an arcade and it was packing? It wasn't even packing. We went up to GameWorks. Come on, man.
That's the problem. That's why we're trying to figure out a way to revive it.
You're talking crazy, man. I feel like you're talking crazy talk, man.
You're talking gibberish. God damn.
All kind of nonsense. I don't even understand the kind of nonsense already. You're talking, man. All right.
This is one of our controversial. This is probably one of our best episodes controversial. We got a lot of people talking.
Let's see.
I think people are going to agree with me, though, to a point.
Ha. Ta-ta.
I think so.
Pish-posh, sir.
I love the arcade,
though. Yes,
go.
Show the Capcom Arcade, Capcade. We'll have porn, okay? You can go back to an adult room where it'll be adult entertainment, okay? Thank you, sir. And this one is from Mr. Wireless Gooch.
Yo.
Wireless, we miss you, son. Hello. Yes, he doesn't agree with you, and he doesn't even know his side.
The side of awesomeness, the side of justice.
Mr. Gooch says, basically he wants to know our views on SOPA and PIPA.
Bullshit and bullshitty.
All right.
Fuck SOPA. Fuck PIPA.
Now, here's my thing about SOPA PIPA. All
right, you go first. Now, go ahead. Okay. Go ahead.
Now, go ahead. You go ahead.
You go ahead.
Hit it.
All right.
Hit him. Hit him off. Give him the loot.
I don't agree with the pirating of anything. Don't get me wrong. I don't mind people using certain things if they're not profiting from them. You see what I'm saying? As long as you're not making money off of it, I don't see a problem in using it, but I think there should be a limit to the amount of content being released. But the way the government wanted to go about it was trying to shut everything down. Mm-hmm. That was the bullshit thing about it. They weren't trying to just focus. They said 70 to 80% of all the illegal pirating was happening overseas. So you're going to try to fuck our shit up because of what people overseas is doing. We didn't do that shit. So you trying to ruin our rights.
So it's like, because...
Take it, Staccato. Just fuck that. I'll
because you have terrorists in other countries, then we got to be labeled terrorists. But here's the thing. There are homegrown terrorists, Yaya. Okay? You have to protect yourself against the homegrown internet pirate terrorists.
Yes.
Okay?
I am pro-SOPA and PIPA.
We need SOPA.
Yes, we do.
Okay? We need these things to take away our freedoms.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
We need these things to tell us what we can and can't look at.
I agree.
As Americans, isn't our whole life based on people telling us what to do?
Yeah.
You know, you watch TV, go eat a Big Mac.
Eat that.
You know? Oh, no, it's time to be healthy. So what do? They throw all kind of healthy shit. Can't get a Big Mac no more with fries. Got to get a Big Mac and apples.
Now, apples.
You know, this is America. Okay? Tell us what to do.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's how you live our life. We need Pippa Sopa to get us in the right direction.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
Look, real talk. Real
wait
talk.
A minute. Wait a minute. He just converted me. I like to buy your book and or catalog.
The Pippa Sopa.
Or brochure.
We pro it.
Thank you.
We pro. Pro. Now, real talk. I'm with it. The companies have the right to protect their products.
Right.
Okay.
Exactly.
Just like we have a right to protect whatever it is that we have. In our homes, we have a right to protect this podcast.
Yeah.
If somebody was just taking this podcast and just giving it away, you know, which if you want to, that's cool. But right. If we was making money off of it, you might not be as
understanding. That's what
understanding of it. Right. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So we want to protect ourselves against that because we pay to put this shit up, you know. You pay for the website. You pay for the hosting, you know. So if we was making money off of it and somebody else is giving it away for free, that's taking away our money that we can use for the website, for the podcast.
Right.
You know, to pay employees or whatever. We have a right to protect that. We do not have a right to protect that at the cost of somebody else's rights and freedoms. Exactly. That's how I feel.
Exactly. You know? Yes.
If me protecting my shit is taking away the freedom that somebody else has, it's not justice. That's not a proper balance. You know? So the thing is, we need to find a balance. So how do we stop this person from just selling our shit for free? And, you know, how do you do that? You know? I don't have an answer. But right now, it's not my job to have an answer because I don't, you know. You could kill them.
Could fuck them up. We could
like
fuck them up.
Station says you can kill them.
No, we could fuck them up. Let's fuck them up.
So it's one of those things where the Sopa and Pippa went too far in trying to take away the freedoms of the people.
Yeah.
You never want to do that. You never take away the freedoms of the people. You know? But if they feel like there needs to be something done to protect, because that, you know, ultimately it's not just about the company. It's not just about Sony or Nintendo or any of the movie companies. They employ people. You know, so if the pirating is that rampant that it's hurting a company, it's not just hurting the top person's dollar, you know, because at the end of the day, that trickles down. You know, that top guy, he might not take a pay cut. But you know what, that guy at the bottom, he might get fired.
Yeah.
Most likely will get fired. You know, so a lot of people look at Sopa and Pippa and they kind of see it as just like corporate bad guy type of thing. And in some cases it is and it's not. I think it has both. But at the end of the day, when you look at the big scale of it, pirating and shit, it even affects the little guy.
It does.
You know what I mean? You know, and we, you know, you for the people, then you got to be about protecting the little guy.
Exactly.
You know, which, you know, unfortunately for some people, but it will have to do with sometimes protecting the big people, too. They're protecting their wallets.
That's understandable as long as the protection trickles down to everybody. But the problem was it was so vague. And it pretty much, it said, the like companies like YouTube and Facebook and all these other places, they will have to police their own websites. And if they didn't, anything were to get on their website that wasn't supposed to be there for copyright issues, they would get fined and in trouble for that. So what issue would they would have? They would have no choice but to shut their stuff down because they can't police all that by themselves.
And that's exactly my point. You know, the problem with the bills is they went too far in, okay, well, in order to protect our shit, you know, we're going to make it so that we can mess your stuff up, you know? Like right now, you know, I got videos on my site, you know, our site, BattleClubGaming.com. Shout out to Kaz. He got to come on the podcast, owner of BattleClubGaming.com. Y'all ain't never heard him because he ain't never been on here. We're going to get him on here, though. But, you know, if one of those companies decided, okay, I don't want Scary Girl, he got a Scary Girl video on his site. I don't want it on there. Shut the site down. They just shut us down. Yeah. No nothing. You know, that's not right.
Nope.
And the thing is, and I think it's more so, a lot of it is going through taking away some of that middle ground. Because like right now, you know, if they sent us a cease and desist or something saying we had to take it down, we would have to take it down.
Yeah.
If we didn't, then they could go through the legal route and have something done with our website or have us forcibly take it down or shut down the site. Right. You know? And Soap and Pippa, a lot, it kind of, it let, took, just completely took out that middleman to the point where they could just have us shut down off rip. Like,
yep.
You know what I mean? So, like you said, again, it's a real balancing act between protecting the products and protecting the freedom. It's always going to issue. Whenever you restrict anything, there's always going to be a very delicate balancing act with protecting people's freedoms and shit. You know what I'm saying? And it's sometimes it's just not always going to match. But at the end of the day, freedom is more important than fucking business.
True.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So that's my take on Soap and Pippa.
And the funny thing about that shit, too, before we hit our break, is a lot of people, I don't know if they realize this or not, a lot of the companies that were complaining about the pirating and stuff, these were the same damn companies offering the downloads of the programs to rip music and movies and stuff. So what they did was they gave the people the means to do the stuff illegally, then turned around and complained about it. And said, don't do it. We're going to try to pass this law. It's pretty much they try to set us up so they can get this law passed. Dirty motherfuckers, man. I'm telling you, man.
Yo, we're about to take a break. We'll be back. We got some people hitting up on Twitter. Got some things on the Twitter. We'll holler at the Twitter.
It's cool.
And then do some little talking. Throw some game talking there. And then be out of here, son. Break time on the city.
You.
Working with the man every night and day. See if I get some break music on here, though.
We don't need break music.
We always got break music.
We need Jesus music.
I came from a wealthy family. I joined the clan because I wanted to learn a special kung fu to be a real expert. But in actual fact, I've just become a killer. Killing. That's all I know. Death. Every day. Another.
Gung Ro.
Gonna make this spicy. Slot Trafficante right here. And we gon' do it like this. Watch the Coleon who get Mac ties and puff bones. Thick A-Rabs with a crystals like Indiana Jones. Witness lie, hands of stone on his action-packed odyssey. Majesty, living out the golden book prophecy. Unstoppable, iron sheep, cut rap beat. Blazing tree in the street, blue and gray Benz G. Tasmanian, rebel, new Wu Tycoon. 2005, living through a catch on soon. Young entrepreneur, little Max to go to war. On tour, blowing smoke out the 4x4. Enjoying life, I don't know. CeeLo King shooting dice, holding places of ice, playing 97 Madden at the loft in Manhattan. While I get blitzed and rich, watching run short flicks with a bad chick. Live in Raw since 86, on the block, new kicks with chalk and skunk mix. Son, I'm fortunate to still be here. Shells is close, city lights, a lot of dogs, they concealing the toast. Cause thieves who deceive get loot the most. But thieves deceive me, get left holy as the goat for that loot.
It's all about that loot, shit, loot, shit. Getting money in many ways in these last days with venom written with them. I have to say, crime pays. Can't lose you. It's all about that. Lucci, Lucci. It's all about that. Getting money in many ways in these last days with venom written with them. I have to say, crime pays.
I'd rather die if I'm not living fly. Now, why? Can't get a job with a corporate. Fuck it, I'm getting high. Suicide committed to cells. Dwelling in squares, hell. Children kidnapping parents with unpayable bells. Suffering in a jail. I don't recognize a soul. Each one with a cold war story that has to be told. Behold, the son of God with a scroll. Flame throwing lyrics, niggas best stop, drop and roll. Lyrics just go, go, man. Pushing up in the land. Hit a spot for a Rolex Y, 2,000 grams and I dip. Cause loose lips sure sink shit. But in this drug rap, I bang like the Bloods in the Crips. Guns and clips seem to make my state rotate. Stood corners till morning, drinking, busting that Jake, holding my weight. Now I purchase about two cakes. When I cook them and drop them, equal Cali earthquakes. I skate, bagging work on porcelain plates. Get ill like Al Capone after sniffing an ape. And I'm straight from the halls of hell. Sing, sing, stick a spear through your chest like an air in an earring for the Lucci.
It's all about that podcast. It's all about that
getting money.
Lucci. It's all about that.
BattleClubGaming.com.
It's all about that. Getting money.
Let's get it.
Yo. SpongeBob, got the video recorded for the the request you made of everybody to post their gaming setups. I did put a little bit the Mugen on there to kind of show off what it was. Like I said, people I was gonna do today. Just like it was like maybe like 10-15 seconds of actual gameplay, but I'm gonna try to get with Staccato this weekend, and we're gonna try to record. We're gonna try to do the Gears of War finally. We've been up there for like forever.
Bye bye.
Gears of War, we're going to try to get some up there. I'm going to try to get a few moving matches on and a few of the old, I'd call the old school gaming. Maybe get some, because, get that nostalgic feeling the games you used to play. So, while he's over there smacking on air, we're going to go ahead and go. So what are we talking about now, sir?
We got a couple of twats, what do you call them? From Twitter?
We got a couple of tweets.
Tweeters.
The first one is from PSN 666.
Hey.
He's just letting us know. The Chocholino's wings, they're real. So he can't pour some hot sauce on them.
They are real.
They came out today.
They are real.
They're real. She's some kind of freak. She's a Chimeran freak from Full Metal Alchemist. She was transmuted, half chocobo, half human, apparently. She's a freak.
Are you being for real right now?
That's what he's
right. I want to see this. I want to read it.
The game came out. Boom Podcast. Shout out on the live stream. We live. It's official. Chocolina's wings are real.
Wait a minute, she's got real wings.
She's real wings.
And you want to pour his hot sauce
on
them?
Hot sauce on the wings, barbecue sauce, butter,
ranch
dipping sauce,
hot sauce all over her wings.
And then he also tweets to us, which you could hit us up on the tweet. I got like an iPod Touch here, and I got an iPhone, so I'm gonna get your tweets, and I'm gonna get your Facebook. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna get all that. So just hit us up. I got all kind of technology. I'll press buttons and scroll stuff and everything. He wants to know our favorite sandwich.
Sick son of a bitch.
Favorite sandwich? Where'd you go? Where's your favorite sandwich? I'm gonna go because I got two. I gotta keep it real.
Go with it.
Now go ahead. I'm gonna give one. How many you got?
Are we talking about sandwiches in general or sandwich place?
Favorite sandwich.
How we do a top three real quick?
Actual sandwich.
How many you got? You got three?
Top three? I got,
You pick number.
I can do three.
Can you do three easy or do you feel you need more?
No, I can do three.
Three? All right, three. Top three.
Sandwiches. On the spot. That's how we do it. Thank you, community. Number one, I'm going to go with the chicken parmesan sandwich.
That's nice.
You got some nice golden brown cooked chicken with a nice white meat in there, a nice delicious marinara sauce covering that with some parmesan cheese.
Yes.
I get in, so I might throw some jalapenos in it. Some green peppers and some onions or something.
Crazy, sir.
I take it there. I'm not going to stop.
All right.
You might throw a little spaghetti on that. Get it.
Whoa.
Spaghetti parmesan sandwich.
Nut.
Might throw some little ranch dressing on there or something. Mm. Dip it in the ranch dressing. Eat it. Delicious.
Right.
Go.
That sounds good. Oh, man. I'm about to go with number one, Philly cheesesteak.
Philly.
That's always a classic. And it's so hard to get a Philly cheesesteak out here. Half the time I'm making them myself and they're awesome. Man, would you give me a good Philly cheesesteak? I will always come back to your place of business.
That's a good one.
Anybody listening?
That's a good one. That's a good one.
You feel me?
I'm going to have to go with... honestly, it's either the lobster grilled cheese sandwich.
Okay.
If you had
that's decadent.
It's so rich.
That's decadent.
You got to have the right type of cheese on it, though. You can't just have any cheese. It got to be, I like to do a little pepper jack on there. Mm-hmm. And it comes with, a Gouda, cheese on that. What it normally comes with. And that's some deliciousness. But then I'm going to tie that. It's going to be a tiebreaker, okay? I'm going to tie that with the Monte Cristo.
No, the Monte Cristo is shit.
Now, obviously, I ain't a pork eater, so it's a non-pork Monte Cristo, but I had a vegetarian one. It was off the chain, So you throw some turkey, maybe some roast beef on that. It's the illest, okay? It's the illest. So that's my number. I got a number two tie, so go.
And then don't forget, you got the cloak monsieur and the cloak madame. But fuck all that shit. I'm going to go with a good old-fashioned turkey sub.
Okay.
Not with that bullshit processed turkey, though. Not real the stuff you get from the store.
Carved
off a real bird.
Right, carved off a bird.
Slap on there with lettuce, tomato, little bit of mayo.
A turkey with bones in it.
Yeah.
Came off the bone.
Got off the bone.
Not off a big round piece of turkey.
Exactly.
Right.
Those is always great to have, especially at the Thanksgiving time. Mm-hmm. Even though we don't celebrate it, but you got that turkey though. Make that motherfucker some hell yeah.
Throw a little something on it. Bam on a bun with some mayo, some tomatoes.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, some hot peppers maybe. Some hot banana peppers.
You know I got the ulcer.
Banana peppers don't be hot.
I will
put
banana.
What you put on yours then? What you put on yours?
But I'll go with the lettuce, tomato, onion.
Maybe
a pickle.
Some pickle.
And I might put a few, you know, banana peppers on there.
Okay.
I'll chop them up though, so I can spread it evenly.
Right, spread it.
So I'm biting to something so hot at the time, you'll fucking
yeah.
Right. That's what I do.
Right. So no mayo on that?
You know what? Not really.
No mayo. But
a little mustard. Bit of Italian dressing.
Okay. That's.
It may be a little bit of Dijon mustard.
Right. Right.
I don't know what it is about me and turkey, but man, I don't like it.
Yeah, because you passed that.
I don't like it.
Passed the Dijon, because it's like the Great Poupon.
Yes.
Okay.
Do you have any Great Poupon?
Yeah, I ain't got none. I'm sorry.
So why would you even bring that up if you ain't got nothing to give to me? Just being rude.
Yellow mustard. I do around here.
I'll take it.
Okay. Number one. Let me see. Number one, actually, is not a sandwich that you're going to get in the store. Okay? This is my own creation.
Uh-oh. There you
go. Now, the name of the sandwich is racist. So I can't say it.
Well, wait, go say it.
Huh?
You know how many racist things have I said on here?
You know, the original conception of the sandwich, I ain't gonna say it.
Just say the name.
It's called the Fat Boy sandwich.
What's it called?
Now, here's the sandwich, right?
No, wait a minute, go back. What is the name of the sandwich?
You gotta get you a nice bread. I prefer a roll of bread with cheese on top of it, okay? And this is what the sandwich consists of. You got some roast beef.
Mm-hmm.
You got some turkey,
mm-hmm.
some turkey pepperoni,
mm-hmm.
you got a beef hot link, mm-hmm. Hillshire Farms, go meat, okay,
meat.
Pepper jack cheese,
mm-hmm.
American cheese,
mm-hmm.
Italian dressing,
mm-hmm.
mayo,
mm-hmm.
vegetables optional, okay, I prefer mine with a nice V8 fusion.
Wait, you know? What? Oh, you on the side?
Yeah,
the
drink.
Oh, I was going to pour that shit on top. What?
No, you drink the vegetables.
Okay.
But that's my sandwich, you know. It'll probably kill you and give you a heart attack. But it is the most delicious sandwich that you will ever eat in your life. This sandwich is, it's very high class, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Poor people shouldn't eat this.
Right.
Okay? I shouldn't eat this.
Right.
But I invented it.
So you have to eat it.
Try it. That's the ingredient. You heard. Rewind it.
Yeah.
Listen to the ingredients.
Right.
Put that sandwich together.
Mm-hmm.
Eat it. Tell me that the best sandwich you ever had. No,
what is the name of that sandwich, sir?
Man, it's called sandwich, man.
But we want to know the name of the sandwich.
Number one.
What if I were to come up with a name and you tell me if I'm right or wrong?
All right,
I ain't afraid to say the racist stuff online.
Go, go.
Is it called the N something?
Yeah.
For real?
Yeah.
Freaking the fucker sandwich?
No!
Wait, you said the is something.
No, that's not the damn name of the sandwich. You're a racist.
Oh, well, damn. Shit.
Oh,
edit that out. All right, my number one.
That's why we only have one listener.
Well, I know.
Racist. All right, go ahead, man. Go.
My number one is one I've actually done now. I'm hooked on it. It's the best. They're called stuffed sandwiches.
Okay.
Now, it's not like the stuffed sandwiches you saw of Man versus Food. It's literally a stuffed sandwich.
Okay.
So I came up with my own roll. I either combine a few recipes that I've been working with. I take it. I stuff it with any type of cheese. I prefer mozzarella because it's stringier.
Mm-hmm.
Chicken or any type of meat that you want. Chicken, I prefer chicken
because
of protein.
Right.
A little bit of pizza sauce.
Pizza
just
sauce.
A little bit.
Right.
Just enough.
Right.
Vegetables, onions,
mm-hmm.
peppers.
Peppers.
And mushrooms, good.
Mushrooms. Mm-hmm.
And what you do is you actually fold it over.
Fold it.
Flip it. So that the seam signs down.
Down.
Score it with a knife.
Score.
Rub it with egg white.
Rubbed.
400 degree oven.
400.
And about 20 to 25 minutes.
Get money.
Until golden brown. Let it sit for 3 minutes. Eat the shit out of that motherfucker.
Eat it.
Promise you that's the best sandwich you ever had.
Okay. So I think we need a challenge.
Yeah, we can do that.
We need to do my sandwich
mm-hmm.
versus your sandwich
okay.
and see what's the best sandwich.
Okay, so go
and we want y'all to take that challenge too.
So go with the
make his sandwich.
Right.
We're going to put the recipes on the site.
Okay, I can put mine. I can put it up
there. Okay, we're going to put it on. We're going to tweet it. Okay.
Okay.
The sandwich challenge.
Yeah.
Okay, we challenge it.
What's the loser have to do?
The loser.
Because I already got one if you got one.
The loser has to sing the break music of the winner's choice.
Well, if you don't know the song, can we learn it?
We can find the lyrics.
Can we give a heads up?
You can listen to the song and you can find lyrics online. And, all right, deal?
All right.
And no bullshit neither. You gotta really try to sing that shit.
See, mine's gonna be more embarrassing. We go with yours.
What's yours?
No, we go with yours.
No, hold on. Let's go with
you. You hear mine?
Yeah.
Okay. Mine's gonna be the loser has to dress up and get recorded dancing to one of them songs on your little Kinect.
Songs on the Kinect?
The little dance songs you got.
What dance song?
You know, the dance music game you got. What's it called?
Oh, Dance Central? I don't got that no more.
You didn't get it? What happened to it?
No, I don't have it. I gave it to Lil Saeed.
Oh, little dude got it. Oh, well, fuck that. Right, then we'll go with yours. We'll go with yours. We'll go with that one.
So, we're going to put the recipe on the side. We want y'all to try it. We want y'all to weigh in. You know? So, we're going to put the recipes up there. If you got the cash, you want a good meal, splurge on it, let us know which one is better. Okay? So, that's it. Thank you for the tweet hitting us up right there. Got us something to talk about. Let's talk about some games real quick, man. Let's get it. We running all along as shit.
Damn, we
all our shows be long as shit now.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying? Go to www.battleclubgaming.com. Right now, you can see a video of Scary Girl I got up there while I try her trash. I like this game. It's an action platformer. Mm-hmm. It has this real goth look to it. Kind of reminds you of like a more anime, kind of like some Billy and Mandy type of shit.
Right.
A little bit more darker though. And you know, she has a little whip and she's hitting the guys and slamming them and helicoptering and swinging and going in the goth mode and biting stuff. And it's a really fun game. I'm not much of a platform player, but I did enjoy this one.
Okay.
And I'm thinking about going ahead and buying that one. I really like that one. Pixel Junk Side Scroller was on there, which was a fun throwback side-scrolling shooter, you know, back to, like, the Gradius type of days and all that shit, R-Type and stuff. You know, it was cool. You know, it was fun, definitely. Check out the Buy, Try, Trash for that so you can see. Let's see. We played the Gotham Imposters. It's a first-person shooter based off of the Batman universe, which... It had its problems, but I enjoyed the strange-ass weapons that they had.
Now, was it like a beta?
Yeah, it was a beta that you could get on the PSN. And like one of them was like a slingshot, like these explosive balloons or some shit in it. And just all kind of crazy stuff like that.
Yeah, that's weird.
And the levels are real crazy. So the aesthetic of it and the atmosphere of it is different than any type of first-person shooters that you normally play. Which sets it apart, you know. But at the end of the day, it's just a first-person shooter.
Right.
And not even necessarily a super great one. But like I said, just the package of it is really nice. It's really dope, you know. Let's see. We also was fucking with... Damn, what else did I play? I don't even know. I played... come on, help me out here, bro.
What are you playing?
What else did I play?
See.
Did you even go to the site to see?
Gotham one. I watched the videos on that one. Of course, because I don't like shooters. It wasn't on my island.
Let's see. I also fucked with.
You made notes.
Yeah, I made notes, son. Oh, you know what we were talking about? We fuck all this shit. All right, get your game in. Go ahead. We can talk about more game. Go ahead.
No, we're going to talk about what?
Get your game on. Which one to talk? Because you have some games. Go ahead.
No, only thing I was playing is Dark Souls. The only thing I've been playing is Dark Souls.
All right, just talk about some Dark Souls then.
You talk about Dark Souls?
Yeah.
You done already hated on me on Dark Souls. We got haters out there. Think just because I die a lot, because I got the balls to do it. Look, let me tell you something. I have the balls to play the game. The game was meant to be played.
Okay.
Running through it, getting fucked up.
Right.
And then doing it again.
Okay.
I don't be... walking all slowly and looking around like, ooh, where's the next thing gonna come out and pop out at me?
That's how you play the
fuck
game.
Fuck that. No, man, fuck that. I'll run through the, like, jump out at me. Ah! And I dry and I die. What, lose my humanity? Fuck humanity. No, fuck demons. Dark Souls.
See, you ain't even have to. You play in the game and you feel that way, so bam.
I love Dark Souls. That's a fucking game. Go ahead.
Let's get to some real shit that happened.
What?
OhioCon.
Yeah, I was
you didn't go because you were a buster, man. Oh, you're supposed to come. God. That shit was off the chain. If you go to the website, you can see videos from OhioCon or the cosplay. Man, it was chicks running around there, tits out, ass out. It was crazy. I mean, that's just talk about the porn costumes. Because essentially that's what they were. It's pornographic costumes, man.
Yeah, it's basic.
I mean, I got a picture. I got to post some of the pictures on the site. The one girl was dressed as Felicia from Darkstalkers.
Well, let me see.
it is just.
I want to see. Keep talking. I want to see.
She's just out there, man.
Like, was it a good depiction of her?
Yeah, and all the costumes were really good.
See, that's
there were a couple of like some of the Sailor Moons were kind of mm-hmm. but there were some really good Sailor Moons. Like when we was waiting in line for tickets, we saw a really good. It was a whole group. It was like Sailor Serena, Sailor mm-hmm. Venus, Mars, Mercury, all of them.
See, and I don't care about the perversion of the stuff. I just like to see if people can actually make really good costumes, make it look almost.
The perversion of it is fun.
I guess
they run around butt ass naked. Look at her, she butt ass naked. We can put that on the site too. A lot of butt naked chicks running
around.
They
really let her walk around like that?
You know, there was people that was worse than that. Like the one girl, I swear to God, it was like her whole the bottom of her ass was out. It was crazy. What are you doing? Fuck, hit me.
You looking at butt naked hoes?
You got any more?
And I was with you too, you asshole.
You was looking at them too.
No.
Oh, Lana.
I was judging those women.
She was pointing them out like, hey, Staccato, look at that ass.
I did nothing of the sort. I was judging those women for the whores that they were.
We didn't know. We didn't know, Lana. We didn't know.
No, it was mad fun. Me, Lana Wynn, who was just on the cussing me out for looking at the butt naked anime dressed hoes. Redfield was with us. She was dressed up as Misty from Pokemon. Mm-hmm. And she didn't think a lot of people was going to get her costume. But, like, when we was in there, like, she got mad. People wanted to take pictures with her and stuff. Like, people, I felt like she looked just like her.
She did, though. I did see the picture. She did. She could actually play a Misty on a Pokemon movie.
Like,
yeah.
If it was a movie or a show or something. Yeah. So, she had a lot of people stopping her to take pictures. And we found, like, some different ashes and stuff to take pictures with her for. We saw some Dragon Balls, some Vegeta's, some Goku's. We got some Final Fantasy characters on there.
You did get the Lightning.
I
didn't see
on
Sephiroth.
The video, there's a Cloud and Lightning that came in.
No, I saw the Cloud in the way back.
Yeah,
on the video.
In the video, you can see him right there.
In the video, Darth Vader has on a pink furry.
Darth Vader with a freaking night cup robe, of and a cup of coffee, and some house slippers.
All in
that shit was funny.
That's what he does. That's what he does on his day off.
Man, you got to go check it out. Okay, I took this picture. There was a guy that dressed up as No Face from Spirited Away.
Okay.
So I kept trying to get a picture of him. So he was going down the escalator, and I got a picture of him on the escalator. Mm. That is my favorite picture of the whole show.
Yes, you got it on
it there? It just looks so...
Yes, you got it on the website?
No, I didn't put the pictures up on the website yet. The videos are up on the website.
I saw the videos.
But the pictures ain't up there yet. We know we got some X-Men, Silent Hill. I mean, we got all kind of crazy stuff. A lot of Final Fantasy characters, Full Metal, Master Shake, Mortal Kombat, Zelda.
You want Hoochie pictures?
I didn't really take. We got Sailor Moon. We ain't really take the Hoochie pictures.
Alana, you dropping the ball? How am I supposed to get a girlfriend with the Hoochie pictures?
Here's the one. It just looks strange how he's just... Don't it just look...
That look eerie as fuck, don't it?
I'll put this on the side so y'all can see. And it's like No Face just riding down the escalator, just kind of No Face.
That was a good costume.
It was crazy.
That's nice.
It was dope. So, you know, and we went in, we checked out the artist alley. All the different artists was in there. That was nice. Mm. I bought a comic out there.
Okay.
That was actually take places in Columbus, Ohio. So, superhero in Columbus, Ohio.
Yeah, he's okay.
Which I thought that was a really good idea. So, I bought that one. You know, we walked around on the floor... Redfield bought a big giant Squirtle, which basically just added to her costume and stuff. And, you know, it was just so much fun. Like, even Lana, she's not really into the anime stuff like we are, but it was still fun for her just to see the coolness. Like, she was saying, she didn't really know who all the characters was. Mm-hmm. And me and Red is just pointing them out, like, there's I from Wishcaller, there's Nana, and there's, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But just the elaborateness of the costumes and how into it people were, like, it's hard not to be there and just not have a good time.
Right.
You know, and it's just it's so different and exciting, and this is cool, man. So, Ohio Con 2013, I'm definitely going back.
I'll be there. I'll be there.
I'm going to dress up next time. We'll get some costumes.
We're dressing up in June. Don't try to back out now.
One joint, man, you gotta put a costume together.
No, I was about to ask. This was supposed to be a Twitter question. I'm gonna ask people now. We did agree Final Fantasy Tactics, right?
I don't know.
Okay, well, let's ask y'all. No, okay, let's put some ideas. I said we should dress up as some of the characters from Final Fantasy Tactics that are a little bit more, you know, cost friendly and more plausible for us to make. I was saying the knight, regular knight class job, black mage. White mage, summoner, time mage, And I was even going to go as far as my probably going as Thunder God Sid. I did post that.
Now, a couple of them that I had.
Was what?
I was going to go as Alphonse from Full Metal Alchemist.
Okay.
Jigglypuff.
Jigglypuff. He still watches Pokemon.
Let me see. I thought about doing... Oh, it was another one I thought about doing. Barret from Final Fantasy VII.
You should go as Barret.
That one? That's the one we went out to look for, but we couldn't find that costume.
He'd be partially naked.
Okay, but Barret wears what? He wears the
he just has like the vest,
pants.
Pants, boots.
The boots.
Then the gun.
And the gun. And that's it.
And that's what we were trying to do, but we couldn't find nothing to wear vestiests that I could put together.
But we got time now. We got until June.
So, I don't know. It just depends. You know, I might want to be Jigglypuff. So I might want to be Kirby.
We'll just ask them.
As Redfield suggested, Kirby.
You want to go as Kirby?
I could be Kirby.
So means you have to go ass naked.
I could just get a big thing, paint Kirby on it, and just walk around like
this. Where's the question, though?
Walk around like this.
What are you going to do about your hanging Jigglypuff? If you go ass naked, what are you going to do about your hanging Jigglypuff?
Put it underneath the Kirby head.
So you're going to tuck and roll?
Because Kirby ain't nothing but a big head. So all I need is a ball big enough to go from my feet all the way up to my head.
How you gonna breathe?
You just poke holes where the eyes are supposed to be. Like his mouth will be where my eyes are.
Okay.
And the eyes will be up there at the top. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And then my hands will poke out like this. And I'll have a sword or something. And then my feet, I'll just get some red shoes.
We could do this.
McDonald's shoes, and I'll just be Kirby.
We could do this.
And or Jigglypuff. They like the same people.
Mm.
Kirby, Jigglypuff is like the female Kirby. If they have babies, they have motherfucking John Goodman.
You can go as a summon.
I go as Ifrit.
Teton.
I go as Tifa. Lockhart.
Good.
I go as Sephiroth.
You gotta get a boob job.
I go as
You gotta get bigger breasts, sir.
Cowboy Bebop. I could be Jet. I go as anything. That's all I'm saying.
I think I'm going to stick with the tactics. I'm going to stick with Maz's tactics.
Yeah, it's cool. It's cool.
I'm going
to
go
with it. We can try to put together, you know?
We need to do this as a unit, though. That's the problem. We need to be this as a unit. Me, you.
Varsity.
Me, you, Alana.
We should go Redfield, as Cleopatra 2525. Three of us, bam. Cleopatra.
I'm not dressing up in drag. I'm not.
The women that the Wilson
Oh, God. We got, all right. We're going to ask the people to pick the category. Should we go as Final Fantasy, Pokemon characters, or some other genre characters that is plausible, and not too damn expensive? It's going to take too much time to actually do, or cost too much money. We have to order out to some custom place.
Should we go as the crew from Andromeda, or should we go as Cleopatra 2525? Got to build us some
rain. There's only like, okay, who will we go as?
Brand new days. There's something standing in our way. What do you mean? Who we go as?
Who we go as? Okay, Alana would probably go as one of the girls. Then Redfield could go as another girl.
You be the girl, and I'll be the robot god.
It's brought to you with limited commercial. What is the
problem?
why can't I be the one dressed in drag?
You don't have to be dressed in drag per se.
I'll have to wear a bikini
top. They could both be Cleopatra 2525s, okay? Then you could be the bad guy, Creed, because he kind of looks like Kefka. And I got a picture of Kefka from the
I didn't see that picture.
Ohio comic.
That was a good one.
Yeah.
Kefka.
So you could be him, and then I could be the android guy.
You have no imagination, do you?
What do you mean?
We want to go with cool stuff.
That is cool.
Alana and Redfield and maybe some third random person dressing in skimpy outfits. Me dressed up as a psychopath.
Cleopatra 25.
And you dressed up in a vest showing your nipples off.
Huh? Okay. What about, what if we went as Dot Hat characters?
Okay, now, I can do a Dot Hat. I'll go as the Terror Death.
The who?
Terror Death.
What the hell is Terror
G-U.
Death?
G-U. The main character of the G-U.
The main character off the GU?
Dot Hack GU. The gang over there. The main character.
Who's the main character?
Dude, the Terror of Death. I've got his name. I haven't played a game in years. The main character you used in GU.
Who's the main character you used in GU?
Why would you even offer the Dot Hack theory if you didn't know I was going to pick?
Because it's got all the characters look the same, no matter which Dahax you play, though.
You can go as Pyros. Pyros.
Who?
Pyros.
Who's that?
He's the dude that's dressed in a big knight armor, but always had the axe. But he was the real geeky one with the little funky haircut with the glasses. You know what I'm talking about now?
Oh.
Pyros the Third? Or Pyros or Pyros?
I guess. I think you're just trying to make
okay, so who do you want to go at?
That is racist.
Wait. Who do you want to go at then since you said Dahak?
One of the Dahak characters.
Who? Name one.
See, you don't know none of them. They're all the same.
What about Kite?
Look, we're gonna put some stuff up on the site.
Okay.
We'll put up the sandwich thing, and then we'll put up the costume thing.
Okay.
I'm thinking Kirby. I don't know.
I think I'm going to go as Thunder God Sid from Final Fantasy.
All right, so we ready? We ready to close this out?
Yeah, shut it down.
Thank all the participants participating in the show today. We really appreciate it.
Nah.
Visit
nah,
us.
Nah.
Now
go ahead. I got something to say.
No, say it. So this is closing chatter.
Okay, let me say something. Okay. I was going to do a little, you know, we're going to fuck them up thing. So I'm going to go through it real quick.
Oh, shit. Yeah, go ahead. Fuck them up.
The Demon Souls.
Demon Souls.
This is the Demon Souls one for me. You can pick another game you like.
Okay.
Okay. Number one, the knight that killed me 10 times for no apparent reason, just because I ran past him. I'm going to fuck him up. I ain't killed him yet, but I'm going to fuck him up.
Man.
Then there's a dragon that killed me 10 times, blew me a fire. Guess what? I'm going to fuck him up too.
Man.
Wait until I find out where you hiding, bitch. And we'll fuck you up.
Man.
Then there's the stone statues that gonna cast slow on me and then kill me. Guess what? I'm gonna find you when you're laying down. And we'll fuck you
Man.
Up. I'm gonna fuck him up too.
Man.
Then there's the other Dark Knight, the Black Knight, and the Black Armor, who's had his back turned to me. I thought he was an NPC character. So I walk up to talk to him. This motherfucker turned around and hit me in the head and killed me. Well, if I see you again, I'm gonna fuck you up too. Just wait until I get a better weapon. And then there's the boss, who's a gargoyle. Then he's gonna fly in the air. He's gonna jump on me and kill me. Guess what? Fuck you up too. You got the guy. You gonna fuck up.
Get him out. Yo. I'm turning on Battlefield 3.
Uh-huh.
I'm fucking up SpongeBobby's.
Fuck him up.
Fucking up B. Smith.
Fuck him up.
Fucking up E. Diddy.
Fuck him up.
Fucking up Pantera.
Fuck him up.
All you motherfuckers on that.
Fuck
I'm coming
you.
In.
Motherfuckers.
I'm coming strong.
Fuck it.
Battle Club gaming style.
Hell yeah.
Fuck people up.
Fucking them up.
Got my gun.
Five bucks. Two bullets.
Sitting in the bush.
Half a gun.
Hit him.
3/4 of a
one
gun.
One clip.
One bed.
One gun.
Two beds.
Two bullets.
Go to sleep.
Two headshots.
Take a nap.
How many songs?
Wake up.
Got you on my flag.
Shoot the motherfucker.
That's my map.
We're gonna fuck him up.
About to get got.
Got.
Reload. Pain.
Click, clack.
Clack, clack, clack.
Rat-a-tat-tat.
Get my shit back.
Tat-tat-tat-tat.
What you want, Dave?
Fuck him up.
I see you, son.
Fuck him up.
EM18.
You know what you should do?
I see you playing Battlefield.
Shoot him in the head. Walk over to him.
You the main one.
Fuck him up
it.
Again.
I'ma get you.
Respawn.
I'ma get you.
Be way behind him.
Come on.
Fuck him up.
I'ma get you, son. Battlefield 3, get
it. Exploit the glitches and fuck him up.
Fuck him up.
Talking about. Felt good. Had to get off my chest.
Get off your chest?
Yeah.
Alright.
I'm gonna play some Demon Souls now and go start fucking them up.
Alright, we're done here.
We are done, sir. Let's get out.
www.battleclubgaming.com. Motherfucking PlayStationShow.com got us a syndication. Go everywhere. Have fun, guys.
We're out. Guys.
Staccato.
Yeah, yes, sir.
Peace.
Good day, mate.
Good day.
Mankind has been driven underground. And Cleopatra is about to discover it. There's no place like home.
In the year 2525, there are women with the will to survive. Fighting for a brand new day. Nothing's gonna get in their way. Forces to reclaim the earth. Looking ahead to humankind's rebirth.
Hello, everybody. This is Jai Yuzo coming back for a second interview. And I wasn't able to get Sephiroth, or I was not able to get Apocalypse himself, but we did get Shao Kahn in today. So let's talk to him for a little bit and see what's going on. What's up, Shao Kahn? How have you been doing? What's going on ever since the old Mortal Kombat tournament and everything?
I am Shao Kahn. I rule this world.
Okay, but you know, to start things off, I do have a joke. Why did the chicken cross the road?
Because he got free from the chicken coop. Ah, that's a good one.
Is that your best? It's official. You suck.
Wow, you kind of hurt my feelings there. Anyways, I have an idea. How about a good old-fashioned arm wrestling contest? You know, let's see how strong the Emperor of the Outworld or Neverrealm, wherever the hell you're from, really is. All right? Okay, on count of three, we're going to do it. All right, 1, 2, 3, go!
Don't make me laugh. You will never win. Feel the power of Shao Kahn.
Holy hell, dude, you broke my arm. What the hell was wrong with you? We were just playing. It was a joke.
That was pathetic. I win.
Well, everybody, I think I'm going to have to maybe call this interview a little short. I think you really just broke it. I can kind of see the bone protruding from my arm. It's kind of a lot of pain right now.
You weak, pathetic fool.
Seriously, Shao, I kind of think I need to get to the hospital. I'm losing a lot of blood here. I feel like I'm about to pass out. Maybe kind of give me a ride.
You will die, mortal.
Well, everybody, this is Yacht Yizzle off the Hissy Full Shizzle. And I'm going to try to do another interview, maybe, after I recuperate and get back from the hospital. Have a good day. Is there anything else you would like to say, Shao Kahn?
Bow to me.